What is going on, Bearders? It's David from Beardcast. You know me from the Comic Run on Wednesday and FNMC on Friday, Friday Night Magic Cast. But maybe you're asking yourself, what is he doing talking so early in the episode? That's because this is not a part of the episode. This is not a part of the brand new episode you had just clicked on. So what the fuck is he about to tell me? Well, what I'm about to tell you is now, if you are listening to this episode or another episode that this might be on, or maybe even an old episode that you just clicked on, I think that may entitle you to hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to Beardcast, get notifications on the new episodes for Wednesday or Friday, even though you know those times that it's going to be those days. You never know, I might give you a what's up, a notification, an update, or something crazy. You don't know. It's anything is possible. It's Beardcast. It's fucking Beardcast. We're crazy. We're sporadic. We do whatever we do. But please subscribe, get notifications of new episodes, and comment. Please comment. We want to know who you are. We want to talk to you. We want you to reach out to us. We will reach back. We will grab hands. We will frolic in the flower fields. We will do it all, whatever the fuck you want to do. You can email us questions, whatever you like. Contact us at beardcast2013@gmail.com. I'm checking it all the time. We'll even put contact information, so on and so forth. So please enjoy the episode you're about to listen to, old or new, and we'll see you guys in a couple of seconds. Take it easy.
Listening to Beardcast.
Good morning, Bearders. It's Saturday morning. It's David. It's definitely not Friday night. Not Friday night magic cast. But Saturday morning cast. Saturday morning magic cast. Saturday morning cartoons. We're here. Who am I sitting with?
Beardy, it's too early to be up this early.
What's up, guys? It's Matt. I'm up almost 4 hours already. Beardy's a little bitch.
Fuck you.
He's on the go.
You little cock.
He's on the move.
Fuck you, you little cock.
Well, we did a podcast last night. I'll be honest. I don't care.
Hey, drinking some iced tea.
No, we did a podcast last night because we watched Evil Dead.
Evil Ned.
Evil Ned Stark, yes.
Evil Ned.
We watched Evil Dead for the second time. Saw it in the movie theaters when it came out. But now we got the chance to see the release, which wasn't the uncut version that came out on Blu-ray.
I'm disappointed. I wanted to see the other like hour and a half of shit they didn't cut out. And
should we plug the Ouya right now?
I wish I had it to watch it.
I wanted to see the more gory version, even though that was fucking gory as it was, but I want to see the more explicit version.
Krista was nauseous.
Yeah. She had to walk out at some scenes.
I don't think anyone could be more nauseous than Kevin when he watched fucking the first Human Centipede.
Oh, God.
I've never even seen those movies.
Oh, You have to.
That's a big one.
That's next buy for you.
Yeah.
By the
I would buy both of them if they're on. I refuse to buy them on DVD. They have to be on Blu-ray. I'm the Blu-ray.
Why
man.
You fucking awful?
Magic, the movie that we were talking about.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy it. It's on DVD. I won't buy it.
Magic Mike?
No, Magic Magic.
Why?
You don't know Magic Magic? We spoke about it on Wednesday. It's basically, what are they, sadists or something like that?
Yeah, this girl goes on vacation in Chile and stays with some people. I'm not really sure if they're related to her.
I think Michael Cera is her cousin.
Yeah, and they're like sadists and they like, torture her and shit.
Michael
like
Cera's in it. And they trap her there. There's no cell phone reception. Basically, they hypnotize her and I guess they do some funky shit with her, but
they rape her?
I don't know.
We haven't seen it yet. We haven't watched it on Wednesday.
Mike Sarah's got black hair, so I don't know. It's open game.
Never know.
what was I going to say? Yeah, you should buy the Human Centipede. Why won't you buy it on on DVD?
Because I want Blu-rays. I'm a Blu-ray.
Yeah, but you don't have
it's
a Blu-ray.
It's 2013.
Let's put it this way. There's VHS, DVD, Blu-ray. I'm on a DVD. I'm in the Blu-ray era, I mean.
Whatever. You should definitely buy the Human Centipede series. Speaking of which, when's the third one coming out? Should it have been out like last year?
I really don't know.
Maybe next year? Maybe this
maybe
October.
Never.
Maybe this October.
Maybe when Half-Life 3 comes out.
Going through the Duke Nukem phase.
Yeah.
Take 25 years to come out.
But what did you think of the second take on Evil Dead?
I loved it. I fucking loved that movie.
I did enjoy it.
What'd good you movie.
Think? Yeah.
It's a good movie. I liked it. I'm not a really big movie person, but I like that movie.
Yeah, I could tell because you fall asleep during every movie we watch.
I didn't fall asleep during... That's a lie. The Lord of the Rings.
Faded.
It's a lot to watch the second half of
the second one.
The Twin Towers, as Jose calls
the
it.
Twin Towers. There's a man.
As Jose likes to call it.
But
Jose's a little whore, that's why.
Jose's in Mexico.
He is.
Definitely would have liked to see the uncut version come out Blu-ray, but because I'm a whore and purchasing these things, I will buy it again.
Are they going to release an uncut version at some
point?
Yeah,
they will. That's going to happen.
It better. I want to see it.
But
I mean, what else could they possibly do in that fucking movie?
I don't really know.
So over the top they couldn't put it in.
They said that was the NC-17 version. NR-17, whatever it is.
NC?
NC.
NC-17.
NC-17.
What's NR-17? What the fuck is
that's
that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know which one it was. I was right the first
NWA-17.
NCCCCC-17.
CCCCCC. Matt's taking a phone call. He'll be right back. But that was definitely a gory, a bloody and gory movie. Like I don't remember the first two as much. Like I remember Army of Darkness more than I do the first two.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the from what I can remember from the first one, I don't remember it being as gory and bloody as the new one.
No, the first one compared to this one, obviously there's no Ash character, but they consider Jane Levy the main character.
Yeah.
I guess you would say she's the main character, but in a way she's not. Because she's the...
Well, it flips.
Yeah, she's kind of like the person that's focused on why they're there.
Yeah.
She gets possessed. Then, technically, she becomes the antagonist of the story, as opposed to the protagonist, which I guess would be her brother, David. And then, obviously, spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen it, too fucking bad.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, it's been out since fucking early 2013. If you didn't see it, go buy it now. It came out the...
March, isn't it?
March, yeah.
Yeah.
It came out the 16th of this month on Blu-ray. Go to Best Buy, go to wherever you want to go, Amazon, all those fucking places that sell those Blu-ray goodies, DVD goodies. But David's deaded. Jane Levy, Mia is her name in the movie, is switched to the protagonist, where she faces...
Well, it's not like halfway through, it's like at the very
end. Yeah, very
end.
My favorite part of the entire movie is the last scene, because the demon, who even knows his name, the...
Gunta.
The Gundas. Oh, who knows? There might be a camera fucking swimming to the house. If I can say those words.
Every time he says the word, it just started running a little bit faster.
Gunda. But he, fucks the demon in the head with the chainsaw. I think that's the best part of the entire movie. Because it kind of... That's the scene that breaks the... Trying not to be so serious to still being comedic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not trying to take itself so serious. In that scene, at least. Whereas the Evil Dead... Original Evil Dead did the same because it was so low budget. And
my question is this. How is she going to explain to everyone she sees the disappearance of her brother, her three friends, and her hand?
You better go back to that house. There's some motherfuckers deaded over there.
And that hand.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is she going to say? Yeah, what could she possibly say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But
I hope they make a second one. Well,
they should.
They, I had watched, because we streamed it here, but I watched the full Blu-ray. I watched the documentaries. I watched the behind the scenes. I watched all that. The man who directed it, which name it has escaped me, as among other things, he had done a 5-minute short, a CGI short, and Sam Raimi, the guy who directed the original Evil Deads, he had seen this 5-minute clip of the CGI, and it was something that the new director had just done in his spare time as a hobby. He didn't even, like, it wasn't anything like he invested into it, and it looked legitimate. It looked like it could contend with B-graded movies, but it was still up there.
The question is, would it be played on Sci-Fi?
Yeah.
Would you see it on Sci-Fi?
It would be better than Sci-Fi. Let's put that
Alvarez.
Way.
Fede Alvarez.
There we go. Fede Alvarez, that's his name.
Freddy Matt rejoined us, by the way.
And he comes with names. So, he did the CGI, and Sam Raimi's like, oh, I want to make a movie out of this. But something happened, it flopped, it didn't work out, and instead, I forgot the man's name again, he just said
Freddy
it.
Fede Alvarez.
I'm just going to call him Alvarez, because I don't want to wet feta cheese. So, he pitched a script for Evil Dead, being a fan of the original. And Sam Raimi was like, I'm in, I'm down. He got Bruce Campbell on board to be the producer. And they all the original producers at that. And they went and greenlighted this movie.
Which is very dark.
It's a dark movie. It's a dark interpretation. But as Bruce says, it could actually live in the same universe as the original, which you could see some elements of the movie that it may as.
Yeah, the car.
The car is Ash's car from the original Evil Dead.
Which, how did it get there?
Don't know.
You should tell us. Maybe Ash was in that...
I would have loved that aspect if it was like... I really wanted it to be that. I wanted it to be like that cabin. Did the cabin burn in the first one? I really don't remember. I've seen the first one multiple times.
I'm telling you, I remember the third one. I remember the third one out of all of them.
I've seen it multiple times. I'm going to buy that one on Blu-ray. I'm going to buy Army of Darkness because for some reason I have Evil Dead 2 on Blu-ray, but not the other ones. So, I would have loved that if the events that took place in Evil Dead 1 and then a new group of people came there. But... yet again, it was a different twist on it. I mean, it was their family's cabin.
Their family's cabin, yeah.
Which I thought was like, all right, but maybe, yet again, maybe they bought that cabin.
My question is this. It was a family's cabin. When did those people in the beginning of the movie get there?
They broke in.
Yeah, they broke in. They just broke in and did it? Or
They needed some way to fucking...
to burn their daughter.
To exercise the kid.
That movie, I think that scene in the movie is the cheesiest scene. He's like... mommy's dead, baby. He said, "You hear it,
know
baby?
That.
You know that, baby." Like that's another scene where I'm like, "Not serious. It's not serious." Like, I'm like, "Okay, whatever."
I laughed this the first time, and I laughed the second time.
Mommy's dead, baby.
I like how
you should know.
And she goes, "Daddy, I want you to hold me and take me home." You're like 17, 18 years old. You want daddy to hold you?
I thought she was like, "But daddy, I'm gonna rip out your fucking soul."
I'll rip out your soul, daddy. And he's like, "I'm sorry, baby."
Like, and then the crazy bitch in the background.
Well, I get the feeling that guy could have been Nicolas Cage. He could just act. He could.
Where's your? I'm sorry, baby. You killed her. I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna kill the town, and then I'm just gonna get out of here.
Fucking Nicolas Cage.
I'm gonna get the car. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna kill the burnt guy that's standing next to me. Huh. And he starts laughing. Nicolas Cage and Evil Dead.
Every time I think of Nicolas Cage, I think of Con Air for some reason. Because Mike, my brother, used to watch that non.
Really? Like Con Air? Like
Con Air, maybe.
You like Con Air? You like Con Air?
Con Air.
Every time I think of Nicolas Cage, I think of very few movies that he's done that have been good.
He did like 5 movies in 1 year, and he had the same hairstyle and the same in all of them.
Well, let's go through them. Con Air, National Treasure 1, Gone in 60
Seconds.
I mean,
like his last bunch of movies before Ghost Rider.
No, I'm just saying, in general, the movies that are good by him.
Gone in 60 Seconds, definitely.
Con Air, Gone in 60 Seconds, National Treasure 1. I'm struggling.
You know what I really...
I'm struggling.
And that's a new topic.
You know what I really like, though, about Evil Dead? I like that the fact that they give you the sense that... David is the new Ash.
Yeah.
Like, when he goes to the chainsaw, instead, completely does a flip, turn around, and turns out that Mia is the new Ash. And I thought that was pretty cool.
I never seen the first one, so I don't know.
Well, that movie's fun. And it's good. Like, people, when it first came out, no one liked it. It generated almost no money. But as it grew on, more people started to follow because it was so, I guess, shitty in a sense, because it was so good.
People love to hate it type of thing.
It was like sitting in a room with your own shit. At first, it smells like shit, but then you start to deal with it, and that's what Evil Dead 1 is.
Then you giggle at it a little bit.
And then you laugh, and then you dance, and your hair whips around, and there's shit in the room.
Oh, God. But, yeah, I like how they did that. It was like, even when I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, I was like, this guy's definitely the new Ash. And then he dies. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when we were in the movie.
and then she, like, rips her hand off. I'm like, oh, I guess she's the new Ash. Never mind.
Yeah.
My favorite character in that movie is Eric.
The teacher?
Yeah, the teacher.
He's such a dick. It was funny, though.
I think Alvarez did a good job in terms of constructing his characters. Like, they had that... The girl, I forget her name, the nurse.
Oh, wow.
She was so, because she wasn't a doctor, because she was a nurse.
Yeah.
And, like, she was so, like, over, like...
Bearing?
She was too proud to leave.
Olivia.
She's
Olivia.
Like, I refuse to leave. I'm giving her the same treatment here. That's the reason why she really wanted to stay. And kind of, she set the mood for everybody. Like, oh, she did this, she did that, she didn't want to leave. So she was so full of herself to the point where that's why everybody stayed. Where Eric, the high school teacher, is going to be the one that's going to look at the book because he's so intrigued by history.
Right.
He's a history teacher, I believe, and wants to read this book. Stupidly, he reads the words out loud
and
kicks off the plot.
And that spirit runs really fast through the woods.
Yeah, he sprints through the woods. He has, like, Nike fucking training watches on running through the woods.
What were you saying last night? What happens if he just stopped there with the guy with
the
spirit?
The
just like,
yeah, like, oh, I guess so.
Fuck, I gotta go back.
Let me light up this cigarette.
He's sitting there with his arms crossed.
He was just not
smoking.
Excuse me, you got some fire for my cigarette.
He's smoking in the middle of the woods. He's like, come on, read the last two, motherfucker. But no, that movie was pretty fucking sick. I mean, even like the gory, one thing I loved was that they didn't use any CGI effects.
Yeah.
Which is all regular practical effects, which is what I love in movies. And like when the girl takes like the meat cutter, the electric meat cutter, just saws her fucking arm off.
Natalie.
Oh, so fucking sick.
See, she's just a character to be there because she has no purpose really. She doesn't play any significant role in terms of. Where the story goes, the girlfriend.
She's just
the girlfriend.
Yeah, she's just there for the soul.
Yeah.
David, obviously, you need to have him there. Eric, as I said, and the other girl, her name, Olivia. She's the one that basically keeps everybody there. Which I thought was cool also, that she's a recovering drug addict. So no one's going to, and she's kind of cried wolf. Aspect.
Yeah.
So no one really wants to take her serious in terms of leaving.
Because in the beginning of the movie they said, we tried this already and she tried to leave, so we don't want to give her that opportunity.
So I think it was constructed really well.
Yeah.
In terms of how everything played out. But honestly, I don't think the cabin burned in the first one, so it, as Bruce said, he said it could exist in the same universe, and that's great. And the after credits.
Yeah.
Groovy, and I thought, and immediately when he said groovy, I'm thinking like he's saying groovy to how she killed him in the end.
Yeah,
and I thought
like
because cool.
If you think about it, the camera's like panning to him,
yeah,
like facing in profile.
Yeah,
so it could have been awesome if he was watching the movie and just said it.
No, that's obviously just a clip from the original movie put in.
No, that's Brandon.
That's him now.
Yeah, that's him now.
That's him now.
He's still a handsome, striking, young gentleman.
My
mother actually is like...
I wouldn't say young. He's kind of old.
He's old as shit, but I want to meet him. I want to meet him. I want to get, I think, a picture with him.
Yeah, I do too. That would be
This is completely off the top, but I always wanted to. It's fun. I think he's so handsome.
He's in that, he's in that TV show, Burn Notice.
Yeah.
On USA. He does a great job in that.
My mother had no idea who he was, and she watched Burn Notice with my father all the time. She goes, oh, wow, I bet he was really handsome when he was young. And I was there with the picture. I was like, boom! I was like, there he is.
What'd you say?
She goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty sexy. Sexy.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. So, we're doing this thing in the morning, Saturday morning cartoons. I'm pretty sure we reviewed Evil Dead to Hell and Back by now.
Yeah, Evil Dead.
You know what's weird?
What?
Back onto Evil Dead.
Oh, good.
On IMDb.
Yeah.
Abomination Mia is played by a man called Randall Wilson. When she's coming up from the shift in the basement, and her face is, that's a guy.
Yeah, if you notice, like, her rib, that's a man's body. That's not a woman's body.
It was, like, fucking 6 feet tall.
Yeah. Her face
CGI
was
face.
Of Mia, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, it's probably just the CGI effect. But, because that thing was, like, 6 fucking feet tall. Anyway, Saturday morning cartoons. There are never any... There's not any more good Saturday morning cartoons. Like, seriously. Like, what did you used to watch when you were a kid in the Saturday morning? Like, cartoons?
Our intro for our episode, I used to watch Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Power Rangers. But Power Rangers also came on after school.
Power Rangers came on 12:30 Wednesdays.
Yeah, because I used to get home and I'd fucking... There'd be a lineup. I'd be watching Power Rangers. I'd be watching Beetleborgs.
Beetleborgs. Oh, yeah.
With the fucking crazy crackhead clown. You're like, come on, get in the suit!
The ghost, the vampire, the werewolf, and Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I love how the ghost had like a fucking pompadour.
He was a vampire, wasn't he?
No, there was like four of them. There was the ghost, there was the crazy crackhead.
Yeah.
There was the vampire that wanted to fucking kill everybody, like suck everybody's dick, I think.
Let me suck on your dick.
Frankenstein, werewolf, and the mummy.
The mummy.
Forgot about that. The mummy was fucking fucked up. But, yeah, there's, like, nothing really good on nowadays. Like, I mean, you go on Cartoon Network, you have Pokemon, which the kids are going to love, and Beyblade. But other than that, you have literally nothing. Like, Ben 10 is still on.
Yeah.
It's, like, and it's, like, fourth incarnation.
I never watched it one episode.
I mean, I've watched it. I've watched the older episodes, and they were alright, but now it's just getting stupid. But, let's see. What you have, like, friggin'... Ben 10, you have Ninjago.
What the fuck is that?
It's that fucking Lego TV show where they're like fucking ninjas.
Yeah, they made a Lego Batman movie.
Oh, God, why?
I don't know. It's just like that Beware the Batman or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, and they have the DC line, the DC Universe lineup, which was good at one point when they had Green Lantern and Young Justice. But
yeah.
Now it's friggin' Teen Titans Go and Beware the Batman, which is terrible.
Why they don't make TV series like they make their movies. Their movies are getting really good, DC.
Yeah.
Except Anorexic Superman. And he's like a stick. He's like a praying mantis. He's like, I'm going to save this town and be really skinny and anorexic at the same time.
I don't understand why they're doing CGI for their TV shows. They look terrible.
I don't know.
Like, the CGIs for their TV shows look fucking horrible. Like, they look deformed. Like, Young Justice did it great, but the CGI show looks terrible. And then on Sundays, you have the Marvel lineup.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, Ultimate Spider-Man at, like, 11, and the new Avengers Assemble TV show at 11:30.
Yeah.
But, like, other than that, there's, like, nothing really good. Like, even on Fox, Fox used to have an amazing lineup of TV shows. Now it's, reruns of past shows that are terrible, and Dragon Ball Kai. Dragon Ball Z Kai. And then old Yu-Gi-Oh! And then new Yu-Gi-Oh!'s Exile, which is terrible.
Yeah.
I understand. And then UPN 9 is gone.
All the original
shows.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, that wasn't, Fox doesn't have that. WB has that. 11 has that. Sorry.
11? WB back to being... no, it's... Sorry.
I just call it the WB. I don't know
what
the fuck
it
is.
It's like... WC or something.
Yeah, it's like CW.
Shit.
CW 11.
All
yeah.
The original shows
are gone.
were the prime, because those were the stories when they're first created. It was when everybody put all their cash on the table, like, this is what I want, this is this, and then there's just the cow, the money cow,
yeah.
That stretches that story across so many planes, so many years,
Yu-Gi-Oh.
And eventually just becomes, kids are so stupid, they're going to watch it, you know? Like,
Pokemon,
Yu-Gi-Oh, even
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Though Yu-Gi-Oh, when we first came out, we were their age. The stories were intense.
Yeah. They were pretty, some of them pretty
yeah.
Dark. Now, did you ever see the art style now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, look up Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal on your iPad real quick. It is friggin' terrible. It really is. Like, they have, like, the new things now, they have, like, these scouters, like, fucking, like, Dragon Ball Z had, like, in,
and that's how they do
it. Yeah, it's like their old virtual reality. It's like, it goes over their eyes, kind of like the Dragon Ball Z scouters, like the Saiyans had. It looks fucking terrible. It really does. It's fucking shit.
The fucking garbage is this? It looks like fucking Digimon.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking terrible. I mean, and then...
What season one did you mind? Can't get it wrong. I liked season one.
Season one and season two are the best. Those are amazing.
I like the movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one movie, you mean?
Yeah. The one movie.
The one movie they decided to release in America. Everything else, they just fucking got the
movie.
But no, even Fox 5. Fox has nothing. Like, Fox used to have an amazing lineup of TV show of cartoons for kids. And now they have paid programmings. It's raw Fox.
Yeah.
From 8 o'clock, from like... I don't know, what, 5 o'clock in the morning onwards?
Yeah.
It's paid programming all the way until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Fox?
Yeah, Fox. Saturday morning, Fox, paid programming until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Then they have, I think they have, like, friggin' the judge shows, like Judge Joe Brown, Judge Judy,
yeah,
shit
yeah.
like that.
My father's lineup.
And that's it. And then they have, friggin', like, the news and then TV shows. That's all they have on the weekends.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible. I mean, maybe I'm just being nostalgic. Remembering what I used to watch when I was a kid, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Matt squatting.
Not a workout
That's
show.
That's Saturday morning.
This
is squatting with Judge Matt.
I mean, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. I still watch Power Rangers nowadays.
Yeah.
I've seen like almost every fucking episode. It's pathetic, but I don't give a shit.
I can't watch the new Power Rangers.
I mean, it's just... Literally, if you watch it, it's literally just as cheesy and corny as the old Power Rangers. There's no difference.
That was our cheesy, corny Power Rangers.
I don't want to look at somebody else's. It's like looking at somebody else's fucking shit.
Like looking at someone else's dick.
I'm sorry. I thought you were exercising. I didn't know you were
on
this podcast.
I went to go take a shit. I flushed, but then somebody else took a shit, and I thought I didn't flush, and somebody else went to go shit, and then I go back and try to look at my shit. And it's not my shit.
Sorry.
All right.
All right. That's true, I guess. VR Troopers. Fucking amazing show. The Tick. When The Tick was on Fox for 9 episodes. The Tick.
I remember The Tick.
Cubits. The original Beyblade. These shows were fucking amazing. And then Spider-Man. The Spider-Man animated TV show. That was a fucking amazing TV show. Batman.
Oh, yeah, well... That's a show within its fucking self. Like that
was fucking amazing.
Yeah, like that show would go on and on. I'd watch that shit now. I like Batman Beyond.
You know what? You know what you could watch? Oh yeah, Batman Beyond. You know what you could watch? The original Batman TV show. They have what's that channel called? They have
Boomerang.
No, not Boomerang. There's another channel where it's kind of like that. They have at 6 o'clock in the morning. They have Batman the animated series and the 60s Batman. But that's the only good shows they have. Everything else is just shit.
Yeah.
But, like, what the fuck happens to the cartoons nowadays? They're, like, all shit. They're all fucking terrible.
It's the generation that they're pitching to.
Yeah.
It's not like the 90s where everything was kind of like... I think it was more... Where those things were being more just introduced. That's my point. It's like everything that you're really talking about is like... Well, not Batman, of course. Batman. But when was there another Batman animated series before that?
Before what? The
original animated. And I think there was one.
No, there wasn't actually. That
so
was the
that
first
was
one.
The first?
Yeah.
I never really thought about it. But, I mean, his character in a way. I mean, but that was also a Japanese... That was an anime. Batman. And which was even better. You don't have wait a minute. Let's look at a Shibuta Naruto when the Japanese where they're cursing up a fucking storm, slicing dicks off, and they bring it over to Disney XD. I'm like, you hurt my friend.
Oh
we
yeah,
will duel.
Naruto Shippuden, the best scene. I forgot they were fighting. It was like the first season, and they were fighting. Sorcery, there we go. Sorcery, I couldn't think of Sorcery with the puppet one. The guy who was like, pretty much like was a puppet himself.
Yeah. Okay, I remember the scene you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the original, I think Sakura got stabbed.
Yeah.
And I remember watching this on Disney XD, and Sakura and I saw the original. And Sakura gets stabbed. And in the Disney XD version, they redrew it. Or like a censored version, he goes to stab her, and instead of his hand being outstretched to the point like where you're about to stab somebody, or like when you're stabbing somebody, his hand was like straight up, and the sword was straight up, as like he was about to like punch her with the sword almost instead of like stab her, and it was like everything was the same except for that.
Yeah,
and it looked so out of place, it wasn't even funny. So fuck that.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason why Disney XD stopped showing it, was because after season, I think it showed the first two. And after the third season, after the second and third season, it starts going down, like, not downhill, like...
Dark?
It starts going a lot more dark and more violent. So
they can't keep up with the edit.
No, they don't think they would probably have to edit it to the point.
Or it wouldn't even be the same show.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be the same show. I think that's, and then they stopped showing it.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely think because the shows were brand new, they were first pitched, majority of them, their ideas were new for TV, that it was its purest form. It was as pure as you're going to get. Even the second seasons of shows, still pure, still running like the first. The vibe of the first one are always going to be the best stuff. It's like watching a first movie. Well, in some cases, watching a first movie of something.
Yeah.
Always going to be better than the sequels or the thirds.
I mean, at this point, Pokemon is really pathetic. Like, I swear to God, this scene actually happened. Ash and his new group of friends are in it's going off the Unova region.
Yeah.
Ash and his new friends are in the Unova region. They come across a town where they're having a festival, and it's like a festival of like the Kanto region and Kanto Pokemon and all that stuff. So Ash is like reminiscing, and he's like getting all fucking big eyed.
Yeah.
And his dick's getting hard, whatever. So they come to the stage, and this woman's like, oh, you know, here are the three, you know, introducing the three starter Pokemon from the Kanto region, and Charmander comes out. And I shit you not, Ash pulls out his Pokedex and has to identify what Charmander is.
No way.
I swear to God.
Wasn't I here for that episode? We watched that together.
Yeah. Me and Matt were watching it together because we had nothing to do on Saturday.
Well, like, why would he pull it out? Like, he didn't say, what's this?
He didn't say what's this. He's like, oh, cool, Charmander. And he pulled out his Pokedex. So he knows what it is. Why is he the fucking Pokedex out?
And we found out he was, what's it called?
Show the kids.
Yeah. And he's a flying type.
He would show the kids.
Yeah. So, yeah, because that's the whole thing. They have to show the new... Because the kids that are watching it now weren't around, obviously, for the camera.
Yeah.
So they have to show it. So they have to show them, like, identifying it. But it's like, you know, for the people that watch it, you know, people would argue, why the fuck are you watching Pokemon? You're an adult, you fucking pussy.
Doesn't matter.
You're a faggot.
That's a childhood.
Yeah, you're a faggot. Anyway, like, for the people that are watching it, like, we know you fucking had a Charmander. Why the fuck are you identifying it?
Yeah.
So here's my thing. Here's why I said Pokemon should have done. Like, once a newer generation start kind of, like, freaking, okay, yeah. Like, say Ash was started in, like, the new original series, and he went to Johto, right?
Yeah.
Once the newer generation started happening, like, the Ruby, the Sapphire, the Emeralds, they should have picked a new character.
Yeah, and started fresh.
Because Ash, like, fucking, how many times is Team Rocket gonna fucking dress up in a shitty disguise and he can't figure out who they are?
Yeah.
How many times is he going to see a fucking Pokemon that he has had or knows what it is and has to identify it?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, they should have just made a new character, had him go on for that one generation of runs, then when Diamond and Pearl comes out, they got a new character and start off with that. At least this way, the newer kids don't have to worry about fucking a ton of backstory, because if you think about it, new kids watching it now, they're not going to know what Ash's Pokemon were in the Kanto region and the Johto region.
Yeah.
And, like, he brings them in, like, Ash has recently brought back his Charizard, like, after that episode.
Oh, dude.
He sent one of his Pokemon and got back to Charizard, but kids watching now, they're not going to know what fucking Charizard is.
And realize that he even had Charizard.
Yeah, they're not going to realize what he went through with Charizard to just, like, get into a bay with him. So,
yeah.
I mean, they should have just had a new character and started off, and not have to worry about that shit.
It's fucking people trying to keep the iconic character of Ash.
Yeah. I don't know why he's so iconic. He's a shit trainer.
Yeah.
He misses out on catching Pokemon. Half his shit isn't evolved. And he hasn't won one fucking competition ever.
It shows kids that you can suck, but you should still keep going.
Fucking get a new character. Fuck that. Make Ash win a competition every once in a while.
Yeah, when is Pikachu going to evolve already?
He won't.
Never.
He had that opportunity. There was that episode, and
never happened.
Not happening.
But it's not even just like with Pokemon, like Toonami. Like, Toonami used to be on every fucking day from fucking 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I watch it every day after school. And they got canceled and they brought it back, but now it's only on Saturdays.
Yeah.
But that lineup with Toonami was amazing. You had fucking Dragon Ball Z. You had like 50 different variety of Gundam shows. You had, people want to think I'm gay. Sailor Moon.
Say,
And he had a bunch of other shows.
Seven Dragon Balls.
You got Astro Boy, Speed Racer, they would show every once in a while.
Yeah.
Rurouni Kenshin, Tenchi Muyo. They had all these great shows, and now that it's on Adult Swim, they can get away with a lot more because it starts at midnight and goes to 6, so they can get away with a lot more violence.
They probably
and
don't
stuff.
Edit anything.
They don't. They really. I don't think they do. And they can get away with a lot more, but the shows aren't the same. Like, you have Bleach, you have Soul Eater, you have...
Did Evangelion start a show yet?
No, I want them to.
They should do that.
They should get rid of the fucking stupid shit they show. Like, they have... The good shows are, like, Bleach, Eureka 7, which is probably coming to an end. I think coming to an end soon. Fucking Soul Eater. And I think that's it. The rest is, like, bullshit. IGPX, the shitty new Thundercats. Fucking, like, and then they show, like other good shows towards the end, like, friggin', Inuyasha and Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
But I just wish they would have, like, other good shows on and, like, reacquire old licenses that they had and show those shows. That would make my Saturday nights.
Yeah. I'm looking at the clock. It's up to you at this point. You want to go, or you want to...
I think I've rented enough.
Okay. So, we're over our mark, as usual. Not anything new. Not anything...
Almost 40 minutes.
New to the thing, what?
And 14.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll go light. Very light. Very
we
quick.
Have to go in now. We can't end now.
Very quick. Very light. We bought M14. It got released yesterday. Friday Night Magic. It's not Friday night. It's not anything about magic, but here's magic. So, we bought M14, the new core set for Magic.
Which, I don't know why. They just reprints of old cards.
They reprinted old cards. Mainly the main focus on this, the newer cards, is the sliver aspect, but also the green cards. The green cards are broken as shit. If you don't know, now you know.
Just the Garouk's fucking... Just Garouk alone is broken as shit.
Yeah, Garouk is fucking lead stampedes plus one. The -3 is... You get to play a green card from your hands.
Yeah.
The -7 is every you get an emblem for every time you play a creature. You can go and play another creature
from your deck.
From your deck, broken as shit.
Yeah.
Already $25 card. Automatically out of the gate. The Primeval Bounty. The Primal Bounty is a broken card. Basically every move you make in the game, there's a response when you play a creature. You put a 3/3 beast creature token down. When you play a land, you get 3 life. The second effect escapes me, but still good. Garouk's Horde, kind of like the I forget its name. There's an elf card, and it's also like Vampire Nocturnus. It's a card that plays with the top card
of
your deck revealed. If it's a creature card, you get to play it. So if you have the deck,
you can cast it. So you have to play it.
Yes.
Like you have a deck with like a little weenie drop creatures.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just play it. Oh, I have all those mana open. I'll play that. Flip it over. I could play that.
Yeah.
I can play that.
Well, I mean, if you run, like, an elf deck... automatically, I saw these cards, and I said, if you have an elf deck that produces... Or any green deck that really ramps the mana, really gets the mana going, really gets me going, and you could tap all that the mana for all these effects and all these heavy creatures... Because, don't get me wrong, those new cards, even though as good as they are high in the mana cost, but they're green. If they were white, I'd say don't even fucking bother.
Yeah.
But they're green. I could do so many green.
What did you, the -3 escaped you?
No, yeah, the -3 I think was...
You put a green creature card from your hand onto the battlefield,
yeah,
-3. -7, you get an emblem. You said that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. But, all the green cards are good, all the red cards are decent, and the rest is just, like, not that amazing. Not
yeah,
that
like
amazing.
Some white are alright. I like that they came back with Silence.
Yeah.
Where it was like, did you hear about this card? It's Silence. It's a white card. It's one planes. You tap it, no, your opponent can't cast spells this turn.
What? That's crazy.
It'd be great if, like, counter spells and all that stuff.
Yeah, but at that point, you run that card, the card I would trade you, what was it?
Oh. Yeah, second. Let me look. Matt, give me that card up there.
Which one? You parents point at it. A pile of cards.
Next one over. Top of it.
Celestial Flare.
Celestial Flare. Target player sacrifices an attacking or blocking creature for two white.
You run four of those. You run four silences. Basically, you're locking down this deck. You run this card with blue. You run these type of cards with a blue and white deck. You're locking them down.
Yeah.
Because let's say you drop silence. You can't play spells, but they got creatures they can attack. You drop that shit. Now they got to sacrifice it. You're locking down their field, and along with blue's other cheap nonsense that they have with all the Jaces and all the fucking discards and all this and that. You're basically ruining decks.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I swing at you with my really big creature. Like, oh, I'll just make you sacrifice it.
Sacrifice it, you son of a bitch.
Have fun. No, fuck your really big creature.
Silence. Dead. Fuck your mouth.
Fuck your mouth.
Well, here's, first of all, silence. You're not going to be able to cast anything. And then here's Celestial Flare. Sacrifice your creature. Fuck you.
But I love that card's name is Silence. Because once I get to play a card, I go, fuck it, Silence.
Silence that
suck
shit.
Suck on my cock. You know,
you
like.
You know what you should do? Jose's not going to really hear his podcast because Jose's.
I'm getting four of those fucking silences running into Celestial.
No, I'm just saying. Jose's not going to be able to hear his podcast because he's somewhere in the wilderness of Mexico without Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Before his turn starts, Silence. And slap him in the face.
Slap him in the face.
He can't play his control deck anymore that day.
Yep.
And he just ruined him.
I would love it.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
So now I think we can wrap. We did M14. Unless you got something else.
I have nothing else. I have
you got
the
anything?
Need to take a piss. That's why I have the need.
Alright, so this is FNMC happening on a Saturday morning for Saturday Morning Cartoons Edition. This is David signing out. We'll see you on Wednesday for the comic run where we will be reviewing Flashpoint.
And Magic.
And Magic, hopefully, if it's on demand.
Yeah.
And whatever comics are coming out next Wednesday.
Next part of the Trinity War is coming out in Dark Avengers. Justice League Dark, I'm sorry.
We'll see what happens when it comes out. We'll go down the list, the same shit. But yet again, this is David signing out from Beardcast from FNMC on a Saturday morning.
Yep. This is BD sitting next to Matt, who barely spoke.
This is Matt. You guys might be in luck. I might be back on Wednesday for a comic run. That's three Wednesdays in a row.
And Angel. It's going to be
It wasn't last Wednesday. That's not in a row, then.
That was here last Wednesday.
They were.
No.
I was here the Wednesday before that.
Wednesday. Yeah, that's not in a row.
Two Wednesdays before that.
That's not a row.
Anyway.
Well, we're signing out.
You just lied to our fans. That's not a row.
I love you guys.
All right, we're signing out.
Later.
Later, guys.
Take it easy.